Good morning, podcasting morning chat. Today is Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. And today we are digging into the headlines around the world of podcasting, social media, AI, all the things that affect us as content creators. So if you don't mind, please, if you're listening live, hit the share button, bottom left-hand side of the screen, and share it however Clubhouse allows you. And if you're a podcaster listening via podcast, please share this with a fellow podcaster. And then give us about 2 minutes, and we'll get things rolling. Thanks for being here. Podcasting morning chat. Thanks again for being here this morning. As I said when we opened, as you may know, if you've been with us for any period of time, today, Wednesday, we cover all the headlines around the world of podcasting, also places like AI, social media, the different things that we are interested in, concerned with, whatever that looks like. But we want to make sure we're covering all the areas that may be of interest to you to help you along your journey of podcasting. So what I want to do today first, well, admittedly, I want to say, I told Nick right before we kicked things off, could be the lightest day of news I have encountered since we've been doing this news segment, since we've been doing this here on Clubhouse. It's been a little light, but I think we have plenty that we can still dig into. And as I like to do, let's start off with an icebreaker question. I want to continue from yesterday, if that's cool with you. Yesterday, we were talking about putting on our listener hats and sharing our habits, our hacks, the different ways that we consume podcasts as a podcast listener or viewer. So the icebreaker fits with that topic. And I'm going to start with Nick. Good morning, Nick. What's an instant turnoff when you listen to a new podcast or, say, watch a new YouTube channel? What's a big instant turnoff that would likely cause you to jump ship? Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I would probably have to say audio quality. And the reason I say that is because I think if I tune into a podcast episode and the audio quality is really poor, my mind immediately thinks that the content is going to be poor as well. I know that's not totally fair to say, but I feel like it's just how my mind works.
Yeah, I can relate to that because you hear this poor quality and you just think, well, if they didn't put enough care into making it sound better, how much care are they putting into the content? I get that assumption, that instinctive reaction. And I'm with you in the sense that poor audio quality really bugs me. And I think partially it's hard for me to take off my listener hat in those situations as a producer, a podcast consultant. It's one of those things that I can't get past. And even some of my favorite shows. So for me, even if I, for example, last night I pulled up a podcast on YouTube. I'm not going to name the podcaster, nobody in this community, but I'm not going to name them for a few different reasons. And I'm really enjoying their podcast. And the audio levels were way off. The host was way louder than the guest. And I found myself first struggling with it and then thinking to myself, well, I know this show produces good content. I'm interested in this conversation. I'm going to try to push through it. And I couldn't do it. I found my mind was wandering. I was focusing on other things. Audio quality really can make a big difference for a lot of people, even if they're not connected with that, right? They might not realize, they may think, I don't care, bad audio, good audio, and it can still affect us subconsciously and perhaps be a big turnoff. So I want to keep it going and say good morning to Sid. Good morning, Sid. What's an instant turnoff when you listen to a new podcast or watch a new YouTube channel that'll probably make you say, so long?
Good morning, everybody. So I'm gonna say two things, and I'm going to be a little bit crass. A host who won't shut the F up, and a host who, especially when interviewing, and a host who asks multiple questions at one time. Because you only need to ask one question and let the guest answer it, not ask three questions. Because then the guest is like, well, which one of these do I answer at this time? And that really turns me off with, especially the host just going on and on and on. And you have a guest sitting right there and they don't even let the guest talk. So that's definitely a pet peeve for me.
I appreciate that answer. I don't want to say I love that answer because it doesn't feel right. And I really appreciate that answer, Sid. And I think often it's those podcasters that talk, quote unquote, talk too much that are also asking the multiple questions within a question. I find that those things often go hand in hand. And let's not assume that everybody understands what we mean when we say talks too much, right? Because I think we get it as far as asking multiple questions within that one question. What about the talks too much stuff? What does that mean to you, Sid? Because as a podcaster, we talk all the time, right?
Yeah, that's a great follow-up, Mark. And I mean, I think the host has a job to set up the show, to set up the guest, and to engage with the guest, right? And to bring the guest along this journey. Because we all know sometimes podcast guests need to be brought, you know, they need to be pulled, right? They just don't come along with us. And, but when you're in between, let's say you're in between questions and the podcast host just keeps talking on and on and on, and it's almost like they're filling air or they're telling a story. And all of a sudden you're 3 minutes in and the guest is just sitting there. It's rambling. And I think it's almost, maybe it's nerves, maybe it's insecurity. Maybe it's just I feel like I need to fill space because of whatever reason, right? But all of you have experienced it. You've seen this guest or the host that just keeps talking and talking and talking and won't leave a gap for the guest to talk. And honestly, the guests do it too. Sometimes the guests are just as bad at going on and on and on and not taking a breath and letting the host ask a follow-up question.
Yeah, thank you, Sid. I admit sometimes I catch myself talking too much. Having that awareness now, especially now that we're highlighting it, sometimes can help. And it's going to make me more aware now through the rest of this conversation. So I'm going to keep moving and go to Walt. Walt, good morning to you. We are continuing our discussions from yesterday where we were putting on our listener hats and sharing our experiences as listeners. So I want to get your take here. What's an instant turnoff when you listen to a new podcast or watch a new YouTube channel? That turnoff that really makes you say, okay, I'm done. I got to go find something else.
You know, actually, I feel bad about this. Like, I feel like a terrible human being about this one, but when I just hear a little bit too much about how the hosts are doing in their day and their weekend, it's just like, I feel like I haven't, like, I just don't know you yet. I just want to come for the conversation that was advertised. So that's just my own pet peeve. I don't necessarily recommend people don't do it. Well, that's not true. I do recommend that people don't spend too much time talking about their weekend. But I think it's like also a good thing. It's like a build human connection. So a little conflicted. But yeah, that does, is just a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah, thank you. The whole, yeah, so today this is what I did. I'm curious though, if it's a podcast that you know, that you're familiar with, that you often listen to, are you more tolerant of the host if they are making that small talk with you, the listener?
Okay, so you know what's funny? When you asked this question, I immediately thought of a podcast that I listen to. Ah, man. All right, so one of my favorite shows is called Higher Learning. It's on The Ringer, and I think it's an amazing show, a great show. I've come to appreciate it a bit more, I think, because I've been listening for a while. But at the beginnings, I was like, yeah, let's just get to it. We're talking on some real issues right now. Let's get to it. Y'all a little too happy, a little too lively. But also, I'm also curious, little Mark. Dan had mentioned something about like a really, 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 really amazing post that you did yesterday. About interviews. I don't know if it ties into this conversation. It probably does, but yeah, curious about that.
Ah, yeah. I will see about sharing that here, and I'll put it in the show notes too. Yeah, yesterday I posted a carousel to LinkedIn and to Instagram all about asking the right kind of questions to your guests. So what does that mean? It's more, for example, I think one of my big focuses of that post was the initial start to the interview. And I've shared this with this community before. I can't stand it when we hear an introduction from a host where they are reading an entire bio about their guest before we even hear from the guest. And quite frankly, I don't ever want to hear their whole bio when I'm listening to a podcast. I would rather you ask leading questions that introduces the guest, that helps the audience understand who this guest is, what they're all about, what their expertise is. Ask questions about what they do instead of just reading off their resume or the dreaded. So before we get started, tell our audience about yourself. That question to me, that's my big pet peeve.
When I was building podcasts for these businesses, that was something that everyone did. They loved to be like, tell me what you do. And the guests would just talk for 3 minutes about stuff that no one really cared about.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, look, if you're somebody who does that, I'm not trying to insult you, right? Because it's something that we often hear other podcasters doing. And if we're new to this game, or if we never were really taught proper interview technique, we're going to probably adopt what we hear and see from other podcasters. So it's not necessarily your fault. And the purpose of this conversation, this portion of the conversation, is to learn and to recognize some of these things that bother our audiences and then consider adapting. So I've just shared the post. Thank you for calling that out, Dan. Thank you, Walt, for bringing that up. And I'm going to keep it going. Go to Dominic. Good morning. Oh, actually, before I go to you, Dominic, yeah, thank you, Nick, because I saw you had your hand and Amanda had her hand up. So let me go to you, and then we'll check in with Amanda. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah. Well, talking about the introduction, like how do you do, like housekeeping type stuff, yeah, I would say probably over the last couple of weeks, I've been thinking about podcasts in more of a general form. Like I've been, for the longest time, I was so locked into like business and entrepreneurship and education and using podcasting for that kind of thing. And to what Walt was saying, I think it really depends. And a lot of the stuff that we talk about here in this room, it's really going to depend on the type of show that you have. Because I know there are plenty of podcasts that I listen to just from like an entertainment value, where I just enjoy listening to the hosts talk. They could be talking about absolutely nothing, but it is still entertaining, and I'm not there for like learning something or answering a specific question. It's like I'm just there to be entertained. So I do think that there is the right show format that could involve random, this is what I did this morning type of thing. If it's an entertaining podcast and it's an entertaining story. But most of the podcasts I listen to are business oriented. And I will say, like, if I'm coming there to get a question answered and you're telling me about how your weekend was and all this other stuff, I'm like, just get to the answer that I want. But I do listen to shows where it's pretty much about nothing. I just like to listen to them.
Nick, I appreciate you bringing up that point. I think that's a valid point and something that is important to emphasize. It does depend on the genre, the type of podcast that you're doing. My old podcast, it was all about our lives, right? Past, present. And oftentimes that's the premise. We will sit and talk about what happened today because maybe there was something funny about it. Maybe there was something interesting about it. Maybe other people on my podcast have opinions about it. So yeah, sometimes the day-to-day, the small talk, quote unquote, is the very fabric of your podcast. So take what we say, I don't want to say with a grain of salt, but take what we say and make sure you're applying it appropriately or not at all. I think it does depend on what your show is made of, what it's all about. Amanda, did you want to say something? Amanda Yoa, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. No, Nick actually took the words right out of my mouth. I think it really depends on what type of audience you're speaking to and what you're trying to get across. For me, I look at it as, because I do that in my podcast, I usually start the episode with something that happened in my life because it's very much like talking to your girlfriends or your friends. And it's always something entertaining because something entertaining always happens in my life. But, you know, I think it just, you have to think of what you want to get across. And I always look at it as another outlet for people to get to know me. You know, they say to put more of your day-to-day life stuff, you know, on Instagram or LinkedIn or Facebook, whatever outlet you use, and you can do that on podcasting as well.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. I was just thinking about some of my favorite talk show hosts and talk shows and thinking how I generally think the way I can't think of a better term, fall in love with a show or a host, it starts with what's the value they're delivering. And that value could be educational. It could be, you know, business advice. It can also be entertainment. And if they are entertaining me, then all of a sudden I start to become more interested in their life and more interested in that small talk. That was kind of why I asked Walt what I asked him earlier, because I think once we build a little bit of rapport with our audience and vice versa, the small talk all of a sudden becomes a little more interesting. All of a sudden, the audience wants to know what's going on. And yeah, small talk, let's be clear, I don't know if your audience is just going to be interested in hearing about your day-to-day. You know, today I got up, I brushed my teeth, I made myself an omelet, I got in the car, I took myself to work. Like, you know, you got to deliver something somewhat entertaining, right? But yeah, I think that once you are delivering the goods to your audience, then they become more interested in your life and want to hear more about it. And it's okay, in my opinion, to share a little bit on your podcast, to Amanda's point.
I used to share a little bit more. I think that, and this is how I look at podcasting is really. So I always look at it as a performance, not in the sense that it's fake, but just like kind of just making the most out of every single second. And I think there are actually shows who do the small talk well, but you could kind of, well, at least I could tell there's like intention behind a lot of things, like depending on like the timing and how the show starts and everything and the type of small talk that is happening. It's like sometimes there's like little teeny bits of Easter eggs or like, I think also some shows do it in a way that kind of without you knowing it, prepare your condition you to kind of want more of the behind the scenes and like a Patreon type of thing. So I won't say blanket statement, all the small talk, but when it's for me, when it's unintentional, it like kind of takes me out of the performance. And that's kind of what I'm there for the podcast for, whether it's like business or some like pop culture or comedy. I want to be entertained.
Yeah. And I think I appreciate your point about intention. I do agree. I think that we can hear whether or not, well, we can hear someone's intention oftentimes. And so, yeah, I'm connecting with that, Walt. I appreciate that.
Last thing I'll throw at this topic specifically, because I'm going to devil's advocate my own response. But I think having that, you were talking about like a leading question in an interview, your stories that you're telling, if it is like a random chit chat, like maybe it's not so random. Maybe it is like a leading story that kind of ties into the ultimate point you're trying to get to. Because you also, you have to figure, yes, your audience, as they continue to listen, they're getting to know you more. They may become a little bit more interested in you and what your day-to-day looks like. But you're still there making first impressions. There's still people that are finding your show for the first time. And if your content is just catered to the people that you currently have, and you spend the first half of the episode just making small talk, you're going to eliminate everyone else who's listening to your show for the first time because they're like, I don't get it. I don't care what's going on. Kind of to Walt's point earlier, like, I don't care about your life. Get to the content that I came here for. So I think there's definitely a balance that needs to be had there. But again, it depends on your show.
Yeah. And I think what you're saying, and I can get on board with, is knowing when to stop the small talk. Maybe in most cases, you could make an argument that there's nothing wrong with doing the small talk thing and warming people up, building that rapport, as I said. And there's also a time where you know when it's time to get to it. Okay, I'm going to continue this. And I also want to deliver what I've promised for today. I want to also sprinkle in some news along these lines. And I see there are, we've got DR up here. We've got some other of the co-hosts that haven't chimed in. And if they want to, I want to make sure that we do. But first, let me give you some podcast data. As of April 9th, yesterday, the number one podcast on Apple continues to be Serial here in the United States. And on Spotify, it continues to be at number one, the Joe Rogan Experience here in the U.S. And over the last week, 209,636 podcasts published at least one new episode, and that is up 1.6%. Also, some events to note. Alex Sanfilippo, the head of Podmatch, also perhaps a future sponsor of the Empowered Podcasting Conference, he has an event coming up next week, Podcasting Made Simple Live. This is his quarterly virtual event that he does, which he has recently renamed Podcasting Made Simple Live. Anybody who is a member of Podmatch can attend it for free. And if it's something you want to attend, but maybe the pocketbook's a little tight this month, maybe you don't have the funds to pay for it. Not that it's terribly expensive and every dollar counts, especially these days, right? Reach out to Paula. Our community here knows Paula pretty well. And if you don't, I will make sure you have a way of connecting with her here in the show notes. Reach out to Paula. Alex has given Paula some free tickets to those who can't afford to attend but wants to be a part of this event. It's All Things Podcasting. I please forgive me. I can't remember. It is on a specific topic, and I have failed you. I forgot what it is. But I can tell you, Alex puts these on quarterlies. They are well, what's the word I'm looking for? The turnout is strong each time, and lots of podcast pros that are participating in it, pouring in to you, giving you that info you're looking for your podcast. So check that out. Also, there is a PodFest masterclass, I want to say week, but it's probably a handful, three days, I believe, maybe four, starting April 19th. The heavy focus is going to be on using AI with your podcast, and our very own Nick Nalback will be a speaker of that. Nick, do you want to share a little bit about that?
Yeah. The whole event, it starts on Friday the 19th and it runs, I think, through Tuesday the next week. They're taking a break on Saturday and Sunday, but then pick back up on Monday. I'm going to be talking about automation. So I'm going to be getting into Zapier a little bit. I know I teased Zapier Central here in the podcast that we're talking about right now, and how we can use that to automate different tasks within our podcast. So that is going to be the bulk of my conversation when I'm there. And I think it's Nelbach 50. I'll find it and put it in the chat. But if you use that code, I think you can get a discount on the tickets. So if anyone's interested in attending, that'll be there for you.
Awesome. And if you want a little sneak peek of some of what Nick is going to be talking about, join us at nextgenpodcaster.com. If you're not a member, you can sign up for free, and we're given a month trial. Tomorrow, Thursday, 12 p.m. Eastern, Nick will be sharing more about how he has put together his fully automated or almost fully automated podcast, The AI Brief. Nick was telling me this morning a new episode of that. And by the way, they're short episodes too. So if you want a quick fix on the AI news, you can always go there. I was talking to Nick, and I know Alex yesterday had asked Nick, how long is this taking you to spit out a new episode if it's pretty much all automated? And Nick was telling me today, how long? 15 minutes, I think Nick said. 15 minutes to get a fully produced podcast done from start to finish. It's pretty awesome. So if you want to learn more about how he's doing that, join Next Gen Podcaster. And if you want to be a part of PodFest's AI Summit, just go to PodFest's website and check out the details there. Also, Podcast Movement has announced a set of meetups over the past week. They will be doing one in Vegas, April 15th, if you are there, as well as May meetups in Washington, D.C., which will be where the big event is in August. They also have May meetups in Philly. So there you go, Amanda Yoa. Maybe you want to go check that out. And New York, and a June meetup in Orlando. And don't forget, April 24th, Nick is everywhere lately, Pod Experience with me and Nick. That's Stacy's community, local community in New Jersey. We will be speaking on AI and podcasting there. If you can't attend, if you're not in the New Jersey area, it's also a virtual event. So you can check that out live as it's happening from the comfort of your own home. And lastly, and certainly not least, Empowered Podcasting Conference comes the weekend of June 28th, the 28th through the 30th. That is our very own event that we are putting on as a community for independent podcasters. Tickets are selling. We have, I believe, now under 100 tickets left. It's time to get it. The early bird pricing will not last forever. And remember, once you get your tickets, you can also get a discount at the Hyatt Centric in downtown Charlotte. That's where the event will be. That's where we have discounted rooms, and you can take advantage of that through empoweredpodcasting.com. More to come on the scholarship stuff that Sid is heading up for this event. We will have more info for you soon. Walt, I believe you texted me a little while ago with some news you can share. And actually, I'm going to ask you to share that. And I'm also going to ask you to share a little bit about the new podcast that's coming that you haven't told us about officially really in the room. So now's the chance. Tell us a little bit about your podcast coming up too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. So I'm actually very curious, everyone on stage listening, if you put a thumbs up emoji, if you have read the recent Infinite Dive report by Edison Research. And I'm asking that first because I think as podcasters, even if you're not in the industry, it's good to know the state of the industry. Now, these are reports done, studies, research studies, where they're surveying and speaking with podcasters, and every different sample group is different. You'll get different numbers and results. But it's still important to just see how things are performing, because living in a are now where there's a lot of celebrities getting into podcasting and finding success, and others are not seeing anything at all. A lot of media companies are investing, and then they do layoffs. So everyone's watching podcasting, whether you just like want to start something with your friends or trying to do some crazy huge media company. So just a few stats I want to share. So I think they are important. One stat in the Infinite Dial report showed that people who are driving in the cars, listening to podcasts in the cars, there's more people doing that than listening to Sirius XM radio, which is a very big thing. Podcast listenership is up all across the board. But there's one huge spike, which is in women who are listening to podcasts more frequently. And I think that is very exciting because when you look at like a lot of like top 10 numbers and everything, it's mostly male hosts. But this number, an increase in women listening, just shows that people are paying attention and actually care. we could see more people up in the top and creating content that speaks to people who are now listening a lot more as well. A few other stats, I don't want to share like a bunch of numbers, but I would actually recommend checking out the Infinite Dial report. Yeah, I think like a number that was impressive was 135 million Americans, 47% who are 12 and up are reached monthly. So that's another number, like looking at it from like a monthly report thing. It's been up to like 47% of people all across the country who are listening to podcasts. So as this continues, and then the other number actually that I thought was very impressive. We always talk about like the saturation of podcasts, or everyone starting a podcast now. But there was a number that shared that there actually isn't like a huge increase in the number of active podcasts that exist. Like they're looking at 2020 and now, and there actually isn't like a huge, huge difference. And that's because it's people are jumping into podcasting, but they're realizing either one, they're not as interested as they thought they were, or it's more difficult, or, you know, maybe they're pivoting to something else, burnout, a lot of stuff happens. So as podcast listenership continues to rise, just like to stay in there. There's a lot of potential. But that's all. That's all I wanted to share.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, it is very true. And I think actually the numbers are, as far as number of new podcasts, continue to decline. So while the listenership is going up, the new podcasts are going down, which is an opportunity, to Walt's point. It's an opportunity to take advantage of the fact that we're getting more and more listeners. Audiences are getting bigger. And that could mean your content is what is going to resonate and connect with more, potentially more people. And Walt, did you want to share anything about your podcast?
Yes. Today, I'm announcing the arrival of a show called The Working While Black Show. I'm actually very excited for this for just so many reasons. A lot of my creative endeavors have come from places of insecurity, curiosity, or just people being like, yo, talk about this. But mostly it's insecurity and curiosity. And I think for a lot of people, which I didn't find out until I started really jumping into this, is that there's just a lot of resources that aren't catered towards the Black professional. So the show I started is really a kind of an evolution of thought, of building with community, and just wanting to just share the stories of others. I was thinking about this morning, actually. One of the podcasts I listened to a lot a few years ago is called How I Built This. And it's an amazing podcast where this guy, Guy Raz, he and his team are incredible, I think. But they would interview these founders about their journey to build something, oftentimes from nothing. Or maybe they had something, but still what they built was just so impressive. It took a lot to build that. And I thought it was like one of the most amazing like storytelling from the kind of entrepreneur perspective. So with this show, just something that matters a lot to me is telling the stories of people, whether or not they're famous, but telling the story of people who've kind of maneuvered or navigated in different environments and have gone from, in a way, struggling to thriving, but more so have kind of found a path that works really well for them and telling those stories. While it's an emphasis on Black professionals, I always like to say, you know, the information is E for everyone. Sharing that just because while I built this 1,000% for Black people, there's a lot of people who listen to this. I met up with someone a few months ago, actually. He's been following me since 2022. Well, anyways, that doesn't matter. But yeah, it's just like the information I shared while it's like kind of catered for Black professionals. It's like we're talking about skill sets and ways to get around obstacles that are in front of you. So I'm really excited about the show. It's dropping now, the Working While Black show.
And when's the first episode?
It's out now on audio.
Oh, good.
Video I'm going to premiere tomorrow.
And one more time. What's the name?
The Working While Black show.
All right. Yeah. And get me a link, please, or I'll find it. But if you can, send me a link and I will make sure it's in the show notes as well. And I'm definitely interested in listening to that, to hear and learn about the different challenges and ways that your guests are going through it, and two, to learn about it from a Black person's perspective. I'm a white guy, if you haven't noticed, and it's important to me to learn about every culture. What was that noise? Oh, that was Dominic in the background.
Said, "What? You're white?
You didn't know that?"
Man, let people know this stuff.
And it's important to me to learn about all the cultures that are involved in business, in podcasting, and to really understand the struggle. Because, like I said, as a white guy, I don't understand that struggle as much as I should, as much as I want to. So I appreciate you bringing this kind of show to the world of podcasting. Thank you, Walt.
Was, of course, thank you. And I guess I'll also say, too, it's less of, we do talk about the struggles as well, but it's like very much like solution-based stuff. Because I think another challenge, and I think this is a case for like, regardless of what type of show you're creating, I think it's easy to fall into this kind of one area of conversation. And this area is important, but it's also important to have like a diverse like resource of information. I'm not talking about diverse in regards to like culture and things, but diverse literally like a range of topics and conversations that meets people at different stages at where they are.
Thank you, Walt. Yeah, Working While Black is out now via audio and video coming tomorrow. All right, real quick, I want to get to hear from several of the people that have joined us. The question of the morning we're asking people, and then we'll get back to news. Let me go to DR. DR, good morning. What's an instant turnoff for you when you either listen to a new podcast, watch a new YouTube channel that's going to make you say, okay, I'm done. Next show, please.
Good morning from Nashville, Tennessee. I agree with some of the things that have been said about the just shooting the breeze at the opening of the show. However, when I say that, you know, I am a kind of a Saturday Night Live nerd, and one of the shows I listen to is Fly on the Wall. And most of the time when they do that shooting the breeze stuff, it's building up to a bit. So if you're going to do the shoot the breeze and it's going to be prolonged, it better be building up to a bit. If you know what I mean, like a comedy bit. Another pet peeve is that sometimes I listen to podcasts that are like this, that are live and that are maybe they're doing a Facebook Live and they changed it into a podcast, things like that. And that is shoddy editing. I think that, you know, when you listen to a webinar, there's lots of things that you don't need to hear in a webinar if I'm just listening to the audio version of it. One of my clients is a business coach, and she does like these 5-day workshops. And I take those workshops and I turn them into 5 episodes. So I don't need to hear the, can everyone hear me? Can everyone hear me? I don't need to hear that as a podcast listener. So I painstakingly go through and I remove all of those things that are specific to a webinar that the podcast listener doesn't need to hear. Also, if I may, I have a little list of things that have been commented on that I want to comment on. I have put in a link in the chat to a YouTube video that has some additional questions. One of my clients loves having that stinger at the beginning of the show, that cold open, that little bit of, you know, enticing kind of dialogue that is going to entice people to listen to the whole thing. And the questions on this YouTube that I put in, that link, I think it's all about fireside, but there's some, a few really good questions that will almost inevitably get you some good stingers. So I put that in there, and I still have to tap on the link that you put in before, Mark. So I need to do that. The Edison report, I read that Edison report because those stats I use a lot in networking events. In my, hi, I'm DR, this is what I do, and this is why you should have a podcast. So I use those stats a lot when I go to networking events. And for Nick, I'm going to be using AI today in a kind of an unusual way. One of my clients is on the free version of Red Circle, and Red Circle has just put in a new feature having to do with host red ads. And I don't understand it. When I read it, I have no idea what it is. So I'm going to put it through AI and ask them to please dumb this down for me, so that I'm going to be doing that. So that's my list.
Well, thank you, DR. Can you remind me, it was a lot of good information, and as I've shared, I have ADHD, so my mind just kept going in different directions. What can you just bullet point, like headline, what was the first two points that you shared from that list? I know one was the interview questions, but that's not the one, right, I was thinking of.
Right. The Edison report for the stats. Prior to that, the shooting the breeze. Shooting the breeze, because...
Yeah, I think it one and, of the... Oh, go ahead.
And then the other one is about my client having workshops, and I have to make them into podcast episodes.
Yes, yes. The workshop thing. You know, I've encouraged people before, privately and publicly. Yeah, if you are making content like webinars, it could very easily become a podcast episode. And I think, though, sometimes that's taken very literally, and I'm not saying just from me. I'm not the only one who encourages that.
It's a copy-paste thing.
Exactly. For lack of a better term, it's like a copy-paste thing. And I think it's important to do what you were sharing. Cut out all of the fat. Trim the fat and trim out the, you know, is this thing on? And, hey, can everybody hear me? And, you left.
And my client doesn't want any of the names. Like when she says, Lisa, how about you? How do you feel about this? She wants all the names cut out too.
Well, that's
so
tough.
I go through that and do that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of work. Thank you for sharing, DR. I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Alex, did you want to add something? Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. This small talk thing is just like driving me nuts. And I understand how everybody doesn't like it, but maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way. And I know you guys will tell me if I'm looking at it the wrong way. But if you're listening to a podcast for the first time, and let's just say it's the 50th episode or it's the whatever episode, and it's not the first or second episode, and even if it is, like, you're going into their world. And I understand it's your job to be entertained. Like, the hosts are there to be entertained, but they also have like a flow that they do. And maybe I'm just missing it, but I don't see the big deal. I mean, yes, if it goes too long, I get that. But I don't understand the big deal about this and why it's so frustrating. Unless I'm missing something, I guess I'm missing it. I don't know.
I don't know that you're missing anything. I think it's fair, Alex, and it's fair that you feel that way. And I think really, as we have gone through this exercise, as we've been chatting about it, I think we got a little more specific than cut all the small talk out. And I think the frustrations is if it goes too long, or if it's not anything, well, I don't want to say if it's not anything relevant. I'll go back and I'll just say, yeah, if it's too long, if it's quite frankly boring, you know, that's the kind of stuff that we're suggesting we try to eliminate. Try to do the small talk that is to the point. It doesn't feel like you're just trying to fill time. You know what I mean? And DR, yeah. You wanted to say something, I think, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The majority of the podcasts that I listen to are podcasts about podcasting. So, and I consider it like a classroom every day. This show is one of my classes that I take every day. So I want you to get to the meat. I want to get to the learning part. That's one of the reasons why I don't like the small talk. But my caveat is that some of the shows I listen to are comedy shows, and it's usually building up to a funny bit. So with those, I don't mind it.
Yeah.
But we do have small talk. Like, I don't know. Maybe I guess I'm just missing it. I think
what I'm hearing, and I could be wrong, what I'm hearing is that you're interpreting what we're saying as a blanket statement, and I don't think that's what we're saying. I think
Okay, all right, that's fine.
You know, and I think it was Walt who said earlier, it's also about the intention behind it. Again, if you're just doing it to fill time because you think you're supposed to do that, that might not be the most appropriate time to have small talk. But yeah, I said, I don't know if you were here yet. I said earlier, I mean, I started all of my shows that way, my old podcast, with it. It was based on banter, right? So it's also important to recognize what kind of show you're doing, to DR's point. If it's an educational show, most likely people aren't going to want to sit there and listen to you for 5-10 minutes talking about what you did today. They want
I guess I have to go back to the fact that the kind of shows I do aren't exactly master classes at all.
Right. So you're doing more of an entertainment show.
Yeah, I think that's part of my problem. So, all right, I'll go back into the classroom.
No, not Alex. If you're feeling that way, I believe
I'm saying that jokingly. I'm saying it jokingly. It's all good.
Okay. John popped up here while we were talking about this. John, did you want to add to this?
Yeah, very quickly. I'm walking my dog, so I apologize for the background noise. It depends on your style of show. The number one problem I see for a lot of shows that are business to business or business to consumer is they'll go into really long resumes of who their guest is first thing, instead of getting into what the show's about, what the listener wants to get. It's more about that than anything else. If we look at general entertainment shows, a great example is the show Lore, L-O-R-E. It's got about 500 million downloads and growing. It's been converted into, I think, a Netflix series and a book on Amazon and a bunch of other things. And he's done very well. But he gets right in the story immediately. So it really depends on the style of show you're doing. And look at your analytics. If you do certain things a certain way and your downloads drop and they continue to drop, that's probably an indicator why.
Yep. Well said, John. Thank you. Yeah, that was one of the things we brought up earlier today too. Yeah, it's avoiding those resume reads and asking thoughtful questions. If you want your audience to understand the level of expertise or the reason behind this particular guest, ask questions so that the guest can reveal it and that you aren't just sitting there sharing everything about the guest.
I guess the podcast that I work on, the banter is kind of part of it. And like, we get into the meat and potatoes of the review right away. And then at the end, we kind of just I always give Lucy like crazy questions that she doesn't want to answer, you know, like about her week or whatever else. So I guess that's why it's hitting close to home, DR. I guess that's what it is. I don't know. But anyway, now that I'll get off my soapbox.
Thank you, Alex. I have a couple of other headlines I want to get to, and we do have other people on here. So I am going to share, but first I want to say hello to Alexandra, who's been on stage waiting patiently. Alexandra, did you want to add anything to the conversation this morning? Good morning.
Yeah. So for the most part, I will say the podcasts that are not narrative fiction that I listen to are pretty much the podcasts from the people in this room that I know and other people I know from Clubhouse. So for me, I'm willing to stick it out, even if it's not necessarily something, but if it's an episode that is addressing something that doesn't apply to me, I will just skip it because there's plenty of other content that they had put out. So I will say that. So for me, it's more about, do I know the person? Because I know that their stuff is going to be top notch because, like I said, I know them and I know the standard they hold themselves to. But I had shared an article in the chat that I thought was really interesting because I got it from the Podfest Messenger. I guess it's their newsletter. But they were showing that Edison Research says that podcast reach for the age range of 18 to 34 is equal to TV, which for me is really good because that's my primary target audience. Now I'm niched down a little bit more within that age range, but just know that it is equal to TV makes me feel a lot more confident about the reach of my audio dramas. So I just wanted to share that, bring some attention to, because it's actually really cool to know that.
Yeah, thank you, Alexandra. Thank you for bringing that, because that was something I intended on discussing last week in the room, so much so that I had built the whole icebreaker question last week around this, I was going to say idea, but around these stats that podcasting is becoming as popular, if not more popular than TV among a lot of demographics. 48% of, for example, of 18 to 34 year olds are listening to podcasts each week, which is nearly as much as TV. 50% of that demographic are consuming TV. So there are, and women, we talked about that earlier, that more women are now listening to podcasts. This is all good stuff, all good news for sure.
I think it makes sense when you think about it. 18 to 34, that's the college and young professional age. And so podcasts are a lot easier to consume when you're on during your commute to school or to work or between classes and PVs. And for women, whether they're working women or stay-at-home moms, again, it's a lot easier to pop in your headphones while you're doing housework or you're doing, or you're at your computer doing, you know, your regular housekeeping stuff on the job than it is because you can just hit pause if your boss walks by versus it's a lot harder to hit pause and minimize Netflix or something.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, and I was surprised by the 18 to 34, and you just helped me connect with why maybe it's not so surprising, but I was just surprised because when I think podcasting, I think long form content, and I think about that demographic and how it's a very much a TikTok demographic, right? Like they want the short form content, it seems. But I have noticed that my kids that are all now, are they all now in their 20s? Yeah, they're all in their 20s. That's a little scary. They all, even in high school and into college, they tell me about podcasts that they're listening to. So I should have put two and two together, and I didn't. I was a little surprised. So there you go. All right. So I just want to say a quick hello to Dominic, because we had one comment from him, and we hadn't officially even said hello. So good morning to you, Dominic. And if you want to answer that question, you're more than welcome. Otherwise, if you just want to say hi, you're welcome to do that too. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Hope everybody is well. I think in regards to the question, I think one thing that I find uncomfortable about sometimes about podcasts, especially now since we have, you know, well, not a lot of people getting into the game like you were talking about, but just going over the past couple of years, is the shock jockness of it. People trying to get that 15 minutes, that viral moment that, you know, kind of put people on blast type of moment. I think that's something that I'm not really a fan of. Like, I am all for the Mike Wallace of CBS News trying to hold people accountable aspect of, you know, podcasting or whatever, but not this, you know, oh, I got egg on your face type of moments that people try to create, especially to, you know, many points that were shared here. If it's, you know, not going anywhere, and the whole point was just to get that type of moment, if you will. So I think that's probably the only thing that kind of maybe gets under my skin a little bit when I hear certain podcasts, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know if this is the best way to connect with it, but it feels like what you're saying is you don't want people to air their dirty laundry and start calling people out and making things personal when you're there to be entertained or learn something, right? That's, I think that's what you're saying.
It's kind of like that. It's like sometimes I see, you know, different type of, you know, whether it be relationship podcast or podcast where maybe the interviewee has had like a controversial moment or past or something like that. And instead of trying to, you know, hold them accountable and just like have that dialogue respectfully, it's turned into like, you know, aha, look at you. See, I got you cornered. You can't go anywhere. Caught you in a lie, this, that, and the other. And there's something to be said about that. But if that's the goal, then you're going to miss me with that part. Because I think it's just a situation where it's not going anywhere. It's like your whole goal is just to get this moment, right? You know, I would rather have a long, sustained conversation and relationship with that person, because I feel like I can get more out of them later that's more fruitful for the audience or whatever, as opposed to that one little piece of, you know, whatever, like, oh, I'm trying to get you canceled or something along those lines. I think that's kind of where I'm going at with that. Hopefully that makes it a little bit more clear.
Yep, it does. It does. Thank you, Dominic. Okay, so here's what I want to do real quick. And just to add on to what Alexander was talking about with this report, here's just an overall stat I think is interesting to pay attention to. Overall podcast familiarity, monthly listening, and weekly listening have shown remarkable growth from 2017 to 2024, with weekly listening increasing by 127% over this period. That's significant. Podcasting is definitely here to stay, at least for a long time. Okay, so the other headline I just wanted to, if you haven't noticed or if you haven't heard yet, Riverside FM has a new service, a new product. I don't know, I guess that's the way to put it. Basically, you are now going to be able to easily and quickly convert your mobile phone, if it has this capability already, into a 4K camera to deliver the highest results possible via video. And it works as simply as a QR code. So you basically scan that QR code, and it instantly will, I think what it's intended to do is just instantly switch your settings for you so you don't have to navigate around on Riverside. And it also is more or less telling your phone, okay, act as a webcam. And it's all just from a QR code. If you want that information, if you want, oh, and by the way, they even give you this little cell phone holder that you can attach to your computer. And it has that QR code on it. So you just snap that picture or you snap that code, you put your phone up there, and boom, you now have a high quality 4K phone if that is a functionality of your phone. So if you have, like, for example, an iPhone 14, an iPhone 15, the latest Androids, those phones are going to have that high quality camera that you can instantly convert into that high quality camera. So check that out if you are a Riverside user. Maybe this is something that you want to start using now that Riverside has that ease, that easy functionality. I actually got to see it I had a call with Riverside and they showed it to me and it does work really smoothly. Check that out. Go to their Instagram page, probably the best place to see it. They have some stuff posted from yesterday about that there. Okay, so tomorrow we're doing something a little bit different. Dominic might be interested in attending this one as well. Carrie Monk, he is a newer member of our community. I met him at PodFest. He's come up and joined us on stage several times over the past couple of months. And he knows a thing or two also about storytelling, working with some of the biggest names in the industry, the Amazons, Discovery, etc. These networks, these big businesses that hire him to help them tell their stories. And he's been working hard over these past few months to take what he has learned and what he's applied to his clients and convert it into something that a podcaster can learn and use with their podcast in the way in which they tell their stories or help their guests tell their stories. I had an hour plus conversation with him about this last week, and I was fully entertained and had wished I had even hit record on that conversation because I found it so valuable. I think you will too. Join us tomorrow at 7 a.m. Eastern. And a reminder, we do it every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, talking all things podcasting. So join us, whether it's live at 7 a.m. Eastern or via podcast at 7 a.m. Pacific. The Podcasting Morning Chat will deliver to you. Until tomorrow, make it a great day, everybody. Take care.